True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This makes perfect sense. It also goes against every rule of being a sports fan. Because most people don't consciously pick the team they root for. Their team picks them. Like, we're all Bills fans, Kimmy, because we grew up in this, right?
Part of our culture here in Western New York.
Thank you. But it turns out all of Bills Mafia was raised with a disadvantage. Something we could all change if we just decided to do it would make our lives a hell of a lot better. And I'm not talking just like feeling better. I'm talking like health better. You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy off visiting family. Kimmy in the big girl chair. Our boy, Terrible Time Timmy, behind the board working for us. Thanks for being here, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
And again, if you're a longtime listener to The Break Room, you are very familiar with Terrible Time Timmy. It's been a while since he's been here. If you've never looked at Terrible Time Timmy, we highly encourage you to log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch, because there will be jokes throughout the day about how Timmy looks and his just general demeanor.
Catch a glimpse.
Yeah. The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. I feel like one of those carnival barkers outside of Penn. Come and see the amazing skinny boy.
Buy one, get one.
How is he living? Watch food go down his throat into his stomach.
Like a cartoon.
He is a cartoon of a person. Also, tomorrow, big exciting news. We are going to have a very special
co-host. I can't wait for this. I'm very excited.
You would be both. She's an icon of Rochester radio. She has been asking to do this for years. I'm not making this up. And it's because she wants to check off a bucket list item in her iconic forever Rochester radio career. This is the only station she has not appeared on. Tomorrow with Kimmy and I in The Break Room, Terry Clifford from 6 to 10, formerly of WBEE. And here's the thing. If you know Terry Clifford, she's the kindest woman.
Yep.
Right? You listen to her on the beat.
She'll bake you a cake on your birthday.
You got it. She says all the nice things. She makes everyone feel great about themselves. If you've never met Terry off microphone, you don't know she's the meanest person in the world. And I love her, and I lay down in traffic for her, but she...
So should we be nervous for tomorrow? Like, is she just going to come in here like...
I can't wait. She thinks that she...
Okay. You get an insult, and you get an insult.
We're going to bring that monster out of Terry tomorrow, I promise you.
I don't think
we
have to try that hard.
Tomorrow, listen to Angry Terry Clifford with Kimmy and I here in The Break Room on CMF. Okay, so here's the thing. Mental health for men nationwide, not great. We know about this.
Mm-hmm.
We have high levels of stress, anxiety, depression across the board. We as men rarely feel comfortable talking about it to other people. Just look at Timmy right now, for God's sake. See? But a new study shows there is one simple thing everyone can do to improve their mental health. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Root for a better sports team.
Huh. Oh, so they're not telling you to give up your sports team.
Nope.
They're just telling you to switch.
You have to actively switch.
Be a fair weather fan, if you will.
You got it. A study of 7,000 people found the ones that had the most successful sports teams were happier, better adjusted, and had a better long-term outlook on life. There is even a term for this phenomenon. It's called, and I quote, basking in reflected glory. Your brain interprets the team's win as your own win and rewards you with feel-good chemicals like dopamine. And it turns out the exact opposite of that happens when your team loses.
I think we've all experienced that.
Most Bills fans know, and Timmy, you're a Browns fan, so you know this too.
Sure do.
Having laid in bed for hours, unable to sleep after the Bills or the Browns drop a primetime game. Researchers also found that fans of teams who lose on a regular basis are more isolated, that those fans subconsciously distance themselves from others to protect their own mood. The bottom line is this. Winning teams can literally improve your health, and rooting for a bad team hurts it.
But it's weird because you would think that if you're switching to root for a winning team, you're probably going to be switching that team after every couple years, right? Like, there's no team that's on a high for that long of a period of time.
Agreed.
But how do you get that high from that team if you're not feeling like that connection to that team, that loyalty to that team? That's where the joy comes from, right?
So you bring up a good point. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If there is a legitimate scientific backing for cheering for a better team, it seems like a no-brainer to do it. But Kimmy, up until I read this study, and I'm not even being sarcastic, I didn't know that was possible.
To switch your team?
I didn't know that.
Have you met my dad?
No, okay. Look, I mean, we all know those guys who are like, oh, no.
I root for players, not teams.
But I'm saying, like, if you have a deep-seated connection to a team, right? You're a legitimate fan.
Again, it's part of your upbringing.
Yes.
You live, breathe this team. They're everywhere because it's a local team, so you're exposed to them from an early age.
How do you do that?
You have to be emotionally invested in the first place to do it. So I think that there's a major flaw within this study because it's probably geared towards people that simply just don't actually care.
Oh, no. I mean, it was 7,000 people. And no, they're not saying that people who switched their teams were happier. They were saying that people who had better teams were happier.
That's seems obvious. Like, of course you're going to be in a better mood if you're a Chiefs fan than a Browns fan.
Yeah, but I will. But I don't know if you feel this way, but as the Bills got better and as they became a better team, I found my mental health declining.
Why is that?
Because you have such high expectations now that when they fall short,
it
hurts a little bit more. Whereas all those years where, like, we were just hoping for the best out of our team, I felt much less stressed because if they won, it was great, but I wasn't expecting them to win.
Okay.
If they beat a good team, that was awesome. That was a high that you were on. But the next week, I wasn't expecting them to do the same thing. Whereas now, any loss, any, like, falling short of any win that looked difficult brings me, like, discomfort.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but I'll counter that. Look, there were a couple of times during the drought, but we'll just use the Bills as an example because of where we are.
Sure.
Right? Where the Bills started 3-0, 4-1, 5-2, right? And we're like, oh my God, this is it. And then they would take a couple of losses and it was over. I know the Bills are good. The Bills have lost 2 in a row. They've lost 2 in a row the last 6 years at some point in the season. I am totally fine right now with the rest of this Bills season. I'm convinced everything's going to be okay. Like, I'm not, those games sucked. It wasn't fun to watch
But you didn't feel in such, like, you were in such a slump the next day, whereas I don't remember having those feelings during the drought.
Okay, but
and
no,
maybe I'm just not remembering them, but I just don't think I had as high of highs or as low of lows.
No, like, I'll go, it was the opposite for me. Like, you're right, on a weekly basis, there wasn't the depression, but, like, when the playoffs were getting to start and I'm, like, watching sports coverage or listening to sports radio or reading things and, like, the Bills are just laughed at, and I'm watching all these other people I know.
Well, they weren't even being laughed at. They just weren't being talked about.
That's what I mean. That depressed me. Like, when I was sitting in the stadium for week 15 games, and Tim Tebow comes to town, and there's 30,000 people on Christmas Eve, and it's raining sideways, like, I'm going to be here to support my team. But it legitimately negatively affected my mental health. It didn't help. The Patriots were also doing what they were doing.
But there wasn't a point in time where you were just kind of like, this is life now. Like, I'm kind of used to it.
What you're describing is depression. 252-WCMF, a new study reveals 7,000 people that cheered for more successful sports teams were happier, more well-adjusted, had a better outlook on life. Conversely, Fans that chose teams that lost on a regular basis were more isolated, subconsciously distanced themselves to protect their mood. The fact of the matter, they found in this study, cheering for a winning team literally improves your mental health, while cheering for a bad team hurts it. I mean, this makes perfect sense for Timmy. He cheers for what? Have you had a team that's won anything that you cheer for?
No. Cleveland went to the World Series 10 years ago and blew that 3-1 lead to the Cubs. That was a miserable Game 7 day. Like, I didn't speak. I think I avoided human contact for 48 hours after that.
I mean, like.
Yeah, I mean, you're super invested every season, too. Like, you don't even get a break.
But that's kind of hot. I mean, that's Western New York, too. Yeah. Like, if you're a Bills fan, if you're a Sabres fan, I mean, saving grace you would have is if you cheer for the Syracuse Orange and they won a national championship 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, hell, Carmelo Anthony's kid is enrolling at Syracuse this season to play basketball. That's how long it's been. The only thing that makes me feel weird about this study is if you cheer for a bad team that eventually turns it around, like we are hoping for with the Bills.
Yeah.
Let's say we take this study at face value and we decide, all right, the roller coaster that the Bills have given us is not worth hurting our mental health, and we go cheer for a better team.
Whatever. Okay.
It can't feel as good when that team wins.
That's what I'm saying. You're not as invested.
Yeah. Like, think of how great the last 7 years have been for the Bills, and we haven't even gotten to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I assumed that part of being a sports fan was experiencing that terrible ride so that good would feel so much better.
Uh-huh.
But we've never felt it. So I don't know.
You're right, though. Like, I certainly don't know, but I can't imagine, like, that would be crossing off every bucket list item I've ever had, and I'm not even actually associated with any of the franchises, obviously.
Yeah.
And having that moment, if it comes, which it probably never will, I can't imagine how excited and happy somebody who doesn't have emotions would feel.
Yeah. The voice you hear, Terrible Time Timmy. Tommy on vacation visiting family, Kimmy in the big girl chair. Like, you think you know what that feeling's going to feel like. I'm just going to throw out an idea because I believe it will be the greatest moment of my life if the Bills ever do this, if the Sabres ever win a cup. But let's say it happens and it's not what you thought it was. And you spent the last 30, 40 years of your life.
It's not going to be what you think it is, right?
I mean, you don't really know.
Yeah. I have that thought every time they show, like, fans of that franchise going nuts after a win. Like, when they show, like, Philly, for instance, and people are judging the fans for, like, you know, climbing light poles and stuff. And I always think, like, man, I don't care how fans act. I just want to know what that feels like.
I do want to know what it feels like, but I have started to fear that if we get it, it's not going to be, is it going to be worth the pain that we've endured for, in my life, 39 years?
I don't know, but I want to find out.
Certainly.
Okay. Sure. You say yes.
I don't want for it to forever remain an unknown.
We got a lot of people writing us with, like, the worst combinations of teams to like. Rich writes us, he's a Dolphins and a Flyers fan. No wonder I like my solitude. They both suck. Yeah, Timmy, why would you, living in Western New York, how do you end up with Cleveland?
At least you're somewhat close. Like, you've gone to games and stuff. Like, you've had, those teams have been accessible.
But the point I'm making is you could have picked a city that had winners. you went out of the community and you picked the worst city.
The Browns didn't exist for 3 years of my childhood, and I still went back to them. So there's something broken within me, I think. But my dad liked them growing up. He had family out there, and I just was born into it. And I wish I wasn't, because it sure would be cool to experience any sort of victory.
It is such an interesting phenomenon. Because, like, look, if we're talking reality, none of this matters, right? It doesn't matter.
No. But it feels like it does. It feels like sometimes when the Bills lose those big games, I get the same sinking feeling that I do, like, being broken up with in a relationship. Like, your heart drops. You don't know what to do next.
Yes.
You feel like your whole world just ended.
Yes.
It's the same exact feeling.
But we don't need to do this. Our lives would be better, it feels like, at least in Western New York, if we didn't tie our hopes and dreams to these sports teams. That being said, we just continue to put this on our kids. And this is, like, a thing. Like, we're going to bond over this.
Well, and we get upset if your kids don't latch on to that, too, because you're like, no, you have to be. You were born here. You must follow the path of a Bills fan.
You'll judge other parents if their kids end up rooting for other teams. Like, what did you do wrong?
Yeah, and you see it occasionally. It'll be a whole family full of Bills fans, and then like one little one has like a Mahomes jersey on.
That kid sucks. You know, that is the worst kid.
But you kind of get it because that's who they look up to. That is the player that is good at the time, so that's kind of who they grow up with. I will give that kid credit 20 years from now if they are still a fan of that team.
Nah, that kid still sucks. So, you know, having this discussion at the end here, as it talks about, like, why would you pass this down, and it seems like a stupid thing to do with the knowledge mm-hmm. we have in this study. The most surprising part of this, and keep in mind, it said that actively rooting for a bad team hurt your mental health. The study did find, on the whole, that being a sports fan in general mm-hmm. gave you higher mental health ratings than being a non-sports fan.
Higher.
Yes.
Meaning?
You have better mental health. Better mental health.
You're more well-adjusted in other things, maybe?
Just in general. As okay. a person, being a sports fan than a non-sports fan. And they attribute that to being part of a bigger fan base. Because you're never just a lone fan of your team.
Okay.
The study said...
You make friends, maybe?
Well, yes.
Through your pain?
People that were sports fans had fewer symptoms of depression and less reports of loneliness than folks who didn't have a sports team to cheer for. And, you know, if we, again, try and pull this into real life, like, you know, you go to Bill Gray's on a Sunday
mm-hmm.
in Chi-Lai to hang out with us, even if you don't know anybody, there are 100 people that are all pulling the same rope you are. And if the Bills do something great, you can run through the room and high-five everyone, and they're going to be excited to touch you. And if things are bad, you can go, ah, and the guy next to you can be like, right? Like, you're part of something.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, too, let's say you go out of town on a trip, or let's say you move out of town. If you meet a fellow Bills fan or a fan of a team that you grew up loving,
yeah.
it's like an instant connection with that person, right? Like, you feel like you've known them your whole life just because of the team's jersey they're wearing.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
There's a common bond there that allows you the access just to that one thing is a conversation that you can go on hours and hours for, depending on how passionate you are about it. Like, you go somewhere on a road trip and, oh, I relate to that. There you go.
Do we feel this more, though, just because being in Western New York, like this, the Bills are so much a part of our identity as opposed to like other teams and other places? Like, it's not the first thing that you think of when you think of that city or that town or that area.
Yeah, like tonight, the Dodgers are going to play the Brewers, right?
Yeah.
People who live in L.A. don't need to harp on the Dodgers. Yeah. There's 1,000 things to do. People who live in Milwaukee.
Way more going on.
It's what they got, right? Yeah. They got the Brewers and
but
they got
like
the Bucks.
But like if you meet somebody and you tell them where you're from, like the first thing they think of is usually the Buffalo Bills.
You're right. No, I know. You're 100% right. And there isn't much more to do, like, you know, this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to do?
Yeah, we need that season to keep going.
All right, so we're depressed because we cheer for the Bills, but we're less depressed than someone who doesn't cheer for anybody.
So science. We're winning?
I guess.
So it's better?
I'll let you know after the Panthers game.
Sometimes I don't feel like it.
All right, let's take a break. Like we said, terrible time, Timmy, on the board today. Tommy on vacation, visiting family. I'm actually getting photos of him sitting in the airport.
Uh-oh.
That's people have snapped.
Wait, they saw him?
Yes.
I didn't get it.
I don't get it. Black Oak Design. Look at this. He's on his phone sitting in the airport right now like there's paparazzi following him around.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We want people to stop doing stupid stuff, right, Kimmy?
I think so.
Okay. I'd like to propose a new idea. Sometimes saying out loud what you are doing or planning on doing can really send home what a bad idea that is. And it goes extra when you're trying to explain that to someone else. And maybe this new trick could have saved a lot of time and a massive headache for one man who is not only in major trouble with the cops, but is probably also in a lot of physical pain. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The beeping you're hearing in the background and
I'm
all
adjusting
that.
Adjusting my chair.
Okay. Tommy,
I threw it off.
Tommy is on vacation. He's going to see family with his wife. Kimmy is in the big girl chair. You are trying to make the chair comfortable because it is so low to the ground.
It hurts my knees. I don't know if it's the angle like my legs are at or what, but I cannot sit in this chair for a long period of time. I don't know how Tommy does it.
So we got these new chairs a couple of months ago. They're elderly people chairs.
Yeah.
They will lift you up out of the chair if you press a certain button, and you've been trying to find the right mix.
I've been trying to find the right adjustment. Haven't hit it yet.
So with Kimmy in the big girl chair, we got our good buddy Terrible Time Timmy. He is running the boards for us. Good to see you, buddy.
You as well.
And we've been saying all morning, if you're an old school fan of the break room, you know Terrible Time Timmy really well, but he hasn't been making as many appearances lately. So we were encouraging people, if you're new to the show, just so you would get all the references, to log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch, to see Timmy. Because he's a weird...
Check out Timmy.
He's a weird-looking person.
Thank you so much.
The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Nick writes us on Instagram, Terrible Time Timmy looks like off-brand Duffy.
Okay.
Name your zone jeans.
I don't want to insult anybody by saying this. I don't know who would be more offended. But when Timmy was with me at Bill Gray's, my last Bill Gray's appearance, and I think there was a person or two who may have assumed that Timmy was you.
How about that, buddy?
Thanks, Timmy, for coming in today and helping us out here in the break room on CMF. So this story went down just east of us, and it starts with a call for a man who needed some help. Just after 3 p.m., police were called to an intersection for a man with a gunshot wound.
Oh.
And this happened on a Tuesday, by the way. So Tuesday, 3 o'clock, intersection, guy with a gunshot wound. Your first thought, Kimmy, there would be maybe?
Like robbery attempt gone wrong, something like that.
Could be that.
Some type of crime.
Road rage, maybe?
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened. It turns out, according to authorities, this man accidentally shot himself in the arm.
Which is not an uncommon story.
All right, so, but you may be asking, how does a man accidentally shoot himself in the arm in
an intersection? Weird time and place.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, Kimmy, it's pretty easy to do that when you're shooting your guns at signs on the side of the road.
Okay, in the middle of the afternoon. Broad daylight.
3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Authorities say...
That's my favorite Tuesday activity.
Authorities say the man with the gunshot wound was shooting a 9mm handgun at a yellow road warning sign.
Why?
When he inadvertently shot himself. There were 3 shots, 2 in the sign.
So maybe he does need more target practice.
I guess. Yeah. So the good news, his injury is non-life-threatening. The bad news, this is just where the story is getting started.
Oh,
Troopers say when they got there and found him with the bullet wound, he was drunk and he had been driving. So now we're going to add a DWI charge to that. Also, the gun he was allegedly shooting at the road sign at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday at an intersection, not a legal gun.
Oh, you mean he wasn't supposed to have it?
According to police.
Why not? Throw that in there, too.
Also, did I mention the suspect is 55 years old?
Oh, my God.
Long pastime hobby of his. Bullet Tuesday.
I don't like the way that sign's looking at me.
So just to make sure we're all on the same page with everything that happened here, because a lot just happened. Police say a 55-year-old man was driving drunk with an illegal handgun in his car. Then at some point at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, he decided to stop his car at an intersection, get out, shoot at a road sign multiple times before accidentally shooting himself in the arm.
This road rage against a sign?
I mean, man, like you said, he didn't look like the way the sign was looking at him. This gentleman has been charged with criminal possession of a weapon, criminal mischief, and DWI. He's got a court date upcoming, yada, yada, yada. How do you explain this?
To anyone?
Thank you.
Yeah, because if this is a new hobby of yours, like if this is something you've never thought about doing before, where did the idea come from?
Great question.
You know, it seems like a weird thing to start doing at 55.
Okay, yeah, that's question number one. And look, forget about being a man in your 50s, because I know that the 50s part was probably the most jarring part of the story. Man of any age. If you have a spouse, a partner, a friend, a family member, a coworker, any person.
You have a car.
Man's got a car.
Yeah.
Man had access to a car.
Yeah.
How, when they ask how your week is going, do you even begin to broach what went down here with you on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, like, do you try to justify it, or do you deny it happened?
How
are you proud of it?
How would you justify it?
I don't know.
Give me any excuse you could think of.
If somebody's asking me how I'm doing after this incident, I'm assuming they know, and I don't really want to talk about it. If I actually have to explain to them that I made myself the news because I took a gun and decided to fight a yellow sign.
Okay.
Well, first off, you're already screwed.
Okay.
Second, they're probably not going to believe you.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, let's say they found out in the news. This guy must have friends.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know. He fought a sign and lost.
But he's also got a car. Guy with car has
one
friend.
That's what I mean. You got to have to, you think, and he was out drinking, right? You got to be at least one person that knows you from that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, so let's put it this way. If this guy is married, he is so effed. If he has a job, he is so effed. And maybe in this man's alleged misfortune, there is a lesson for all of us. Before you do anything from this point on, imagine how you'd have to explain it if it went wrong.
I think that's good life advice just in general, you know?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I get we all do stupid things. And it's also understandable that you rarely consider what the worst case scenario would be in any situation you're in. But hear me out.
Yeah.
What if you did? And what if you had to go home to your spouse?
Yeah.
Or walk into your boss's office to explain why you miss work on Wednesday and Thursday? Or explain to your buddy why they're down a first baseman on your softball team that night? Like, if you had to explain everything that happened in a worst case scenario, would that be enough to make you consider not doing that thing?
Would it help if you just simply, before you did that activity or that thing, just said it out loud? Like, said it out loud to yourself, what you're going to do, and then do it in a Southern accent? And if it sounds stupid, it's probably stupid.
Okay, no, but here's the thing. I would argue, anything
you I'm going to shoot this sign with my gun that's not mine and drive drunk.
I would argue anything you say in a Southern accent actually makes it sound more fun and cool. I'm going to take these fireworks, I'm going to shoot them at your friend. Like, that sounds fun. Like, if I look at you and I go, hey, I'm going to take these fireworks, I'm going to shoot them at my buddy. That sounds insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to take these fireworks. See, that sounds like something you want to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Southern.
All right. Maybe take that away. But just saying it out loud, I think, may put it in perspective a little bit.
I look, that's what I'm going with here, right? Like, maybe we just need a second more in our lives to realize how stupid all of the stupid things would be and understand that sometimes the worst case scenario is possible. Like, what is the worst case scenario? Again.
But it may also have prevented you from having a lot of fun in your life, too.
Okay.
Like, there are certain things that you did, and you look back and you say, that was really stupid, but it was a great time in my life. It was a memory that I'll never forget.
Okay.
So, you don't want to eliminate all of those things.
Point one, this guy's 55.
Yeah, yeah.
Point two, tell me a story that ended with you with a DWI arrest,
okay,
a bullet in your arm,
all, right,
all of these things where you were
I'm
like,
not
well, you know
this
what?
Extreme.
Okay. In hindsight, worth it. Had so much fun getting two shots off of that sign that I was happy to take the bullet wound and all of the charges involved with it.
All right. I'm going to say, to your point, most of those things, if you're doing them by yourself, also make them more sad and dangerous to explain later on.
Okay. Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, if you're just joining us, Kimmy in the big girl chair, terrible time, Timmy running the board for us, Tommy on vacation. We're talking about the story that went down just east of us. It was 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Authorities were called after, again, let me get this as right as I can, a 55-year-old man was driving drunk with an illegal handgun in his car. At some point at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, decided to stop at an intersection, get out, and shoot a road sign multiple times before accidentally shooting himself in the arm. If that wasn't dumb enough, the gun he used, according to police, also illegal. He was arrested and charged with all the things. The other thing I'm dying to know, if the allegations here are true, where the hell was this guy coming from? Drunk at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday with an illegal gun in his car. I mean, was this
Was he at home drinking? Was he at a bar? Was he running errands? Like, yeah, well, I guess why was he out and about in the first place?
Like, is this a round of golf, Timmy, that got out of control?
I'm thinking no, but that would at least be a logical excuse for him.
Okay.
Like, what you got banged up at 8 a.m., decided to go fight a street sign. It's like, at least you were doing something before. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get in my car from my basement and go get frigged up against a sign.
What's the most logical explanation?
Because I doubt he was out to brunch.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Who does Tuesday brunches, Kim?
That's what,
guys
mean,
with illegal handguns and a sign to fight.
I mean, what's the most logical excuse? The one that makes the most sense to you guys here?
Golfing, at least you can rationalize the circumstances surrounding the intoxication at that time of day.
But not the gun. You're taking a gun to the course? Well, though we did have that story. Remember that off-duty cop was arrested for showing his handgun when he got in an argument with other golfers. That was a couple months ago. We talked about that.
If you've got an illegal gun, you're probably holding on to it at all times.
No, that would lead you to increase your chances of getting arrested for having an illegal gun. I always thought people with illegal guns, they only brought out their illegal guns when it was illegal gun time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
It could be something he keeps in his car.
Okay, but that, again.
Also dumb.
Again, the illegal gun is in your car, so if you get pulled over, you have been pulled over with a legal gun. I mean, is this just a maintenance drinker out running errands? Is that what this is?
Could it be? I mean, we don't know if he has a job, what he does for a living. Could it be a, you know, you got off your night shift and just started drinking for the day?
Okay. But if you got off your night shift, that means you're off.
You work some weird shift work where you have off on a Tuesday. I don't know.
But let's say he did that. Like, that would get him off at like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's 3.
Yeah.
It's 3.
Yeah.
So that means you went on a bender.
Is that out of the question?
On a Tuesday morning. I mean, everybody does it.
No, but that's 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3.
That would get you shooting road signs with an illegal handgun.
But think about this. If we move that to a regular schedule, that would be a guy getting off of work at 5.
Well, maybe eat breakfast first.
Okay.
Maybe put a little something in his stomach.
Rich writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, growing up, my dad always told me to think before I did something that could get me in trouble. Would I do it if he was there? If not, don't do it. And that's great advice for normal people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing half our audience, if your dad was there, he would only encourage you to do it more.
Yeah, you probably saw your dad do it at some point.
My dad.
You mean you can't shoot at signs?
My dad is a terrible influence on me. I am more likely to Right? Like, I mean, as a grown man now, I am more likely to get in trouble with my dad than I am without my dad.
Yeah, and you probably look back on things you did with your dad, and you're like, why did he let me do that?
100%.
Why did he think that was okay?
And here's the thing.
Did he justify that?
You're right, and I'm not trying to crap on my old man, because I'm sure my daughters will eventually grow up, look back, and be like, why did my dad think that was a good idea at the time? Look, I'm serious when I say this. Next time you are in a spot where maybe, just maybe, things were a little crazy, Think of what the worst case scenario would be and how you would explain that to the closest people to you in your life. And if you can't, don't do it. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it will keep you out of jail and road signs
most of the time
without holes in them.
Unless you think it's justified, I guess.
Okay, so it's not going to work?
Do it anyways. Give it a shot.
No, don't do it. All right.
No, I'm saying like, say, justify it in your head first.
If I wouldn't do it, absolutely do not do it.
Yeah, no, Timmy.
What would Terrible Time Timmy do?
Caleb wraps it up, and we'll wrap it up with this. He writes us, dude went on a drinking binge because there was no where they whining on Tuesday. And he's right. He's right.
He's upset with us.
Let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tiny new stadium here in upstate New York. And this deal wasn't an easy one to push over. There are still people very upset about how all this worked out.
Oh, yeah.
So with this, for a great team that people are excited about, causing controversy, how the hell is this other situation going to get remedied?
Yeah, poor timing.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Kimmy in the big girl chair, Terrible Time Timmy, hanging out behind the board. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
You as well.
Okay, great. Dynamite drop in. We're going to have a very special co-host tomorrow. Very excited about this. It'll be historic here in the break room. And we will tell you who that will be in just a little while here in the break room on CMF. So yesterday around this time, we were bitching and moaning about how terrible the Sabres are.
Yep. They were 0 for 3.
Yep. They were 0-3. They had scored 2 goals the entire season. They were averaging less than a goal a game. And, of course, because we did that, last night your Buffalo Sabres took the ice and blew out the Ottawa Senators.
There we go.
8-4 at the KeyBank Center. They scored in one game quintuple the amount of goals they had scored all season long. So at least for now.
Wide open.
Thank you,
Kevin. Wide open.
So at least for now, things are good in Saberland. But there's another problem going on at the KeyBank Center that does not involve the Sabres at all.
So this is a problem that's kind of been building throughout the years, right? Like, there's been talks of this for a while now.
Yes, and the fact that the building has not been taken care of is what creates the massive problem. The KeyBank Center where the Sabres play is now 30 years old, and it is showing its age. The Sabres are the main tenant, but they also get a lot of concerts there, and it brings in major special events. For example, this year, the first round of the men's NCAA tournament will be there again. To upgrade the building to where it has to be minimum, it is believed it will cost $400 million.
Whoa.
Almost half $1 billion to bring it to just serviceable situations. The state of New York just gave the Bills $1 billion and change.
Yeah.
To build this new football stadium. And that caused major controversy, rightfully so. The Bills are really good.
Uh-huh.
And fans want the Bills here.
It definitely helps.
The Sabres have not been good. And although we all, as Sabres fans, love the Sabres, how do you justify $400 million for this arena? What are they going to do here?
Yeah. I don't know, because I do feel like, with hockey in general, and you guys both know better than me, but it does feel like there are a lot of teams that those stadiums are just about falling apart.
Arenas
are just about falling apart. Like, literally pieces of ceiling falling down before a lot of those teams get either a new arena or upgrades to their current arena. So I feel like this could actually go on longer than we want to think it could before anything actually happens.
No, but see, here's the thing, and Timmy can back me up. Pieces of the arena are actually falling
off. Are they?
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that was happening here. I know it's happened in other places.
The arena have been falling off of the arena since the arena was, like, christened. The scoreboard fell out of the roof
in the
first year that it existed.
You can Google the picture is amazing.
Yeah.
The scoreboard fell to the center of the ice and shattered into a million pieces.
That should have been. Is that just like a bad omen?
I mean, I guess. All right, Timmy, where does this money come from?
Good old Terry Pegula. He doesn't have a choice at this point, I don't think.
Well, he's got a choice.
Or he sells the team and whoever buys in, buys it.
Right.
Or we're on the hook again, which is probably the likely scenario, despite that probably being the wrong answer.
I don't think the state can pay for this. Not that they can't afford it, but like from an optics standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Two in a row.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. To the same guy.
Yeah, I mean,
the same guy owns both teams.
And to your point, it's poor timing, one, because the Sabres have been bad for so long. Two, like, the Sabres, they don't have, like, a guy or, like, a team where you're like, okay, like, this is something they can build around right now.
Well, they had him, and then they lost him.
And three, the Bill, it's all timed out where the Bills just got a new stadium. So, within a year of the Bills opening their new stadium, you're going to ask for a new stadium again. All the timing is not great.
Well, that's
for this franchise.
That's what's funny about the argument. The argument is we're not asking for a new stadium. We're simply asking for $400 million to fix the old stadium. I don't know.
And I think people also want to know what that gets you, because $400 million sounds like a lot, but once they start to put on paper like what that actually does for the arena, it may not be as much as people think. And we could also see that budget go up, which almost happens in every scenario.
Yeah, inevitable. Yeah. It would be inevitable that happens. I mean, Timmy, you brought up the whole idea that, you know, it's either the state pays for it or Pegula pays for it, or Pegula sells the team to someone that will pay for it. I'm convinced that if the team gets sold, they're moving.
I think that is also a possibility, but I do believe that Pegula would probably put it in right. Same thing that Golisano had. Like, if I'm selling you the team, you can't leave it for X amount of time.
Okay.
So it buys you some time,
I guess. Also, it's been so long that the Sabres have been good.
Like, since the Sabres have been good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, as big Sabres fan, them leaving would give me a reason to get out.
Don't say that, Wait, you monster!
What kind of fan are you?
Jesus!
I want out. Force me to not be a fan. I've never heard, like, are we at that point in this team's history where fans want out? Like, they're looking for that relief.
I don't want them to leave, but if they do, at least like, at least it wasn't me that left them.
You know what he's doing? It's like when you're in a bad relationship. Yes.
It's you, not me, or yeah, it's me, not you, whatever.
I'm going to start being the worst monster possible so you can be the one that breaks up with me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The KeyBank Center in Buffalo, where the Buffalo Sabres play, needs $400 million in upgrades, and they're trying to figure out how to pay for it. It's 30 years old. The problem is you just gave $1 billion and change to Terry Pegula to build this new stadium for the Bills. You can't turn around and give that money to him again for this hockey arena. I mean, does he have the money to do this himself? Because even if he put the upgrades in, he wouldn't own the building. So if we're talking from a business standpoint, it doesn't make a lot of sense for him to pay for the upgrades either, unless the state is like, here, this arena is yours now.
Yeah.
And he also, there was a time. Thank you, Kimmy, where the thought was they were going to build the new Bills Stadium downtown.
Right.
The Pegulas bought up a whole bunch of property around the hockey arena to take advantage of that. They've sold most of that, as far as we know. So they don't even have a business interest outside of the arena there anymore. This is a bad, bad spot.
They've sold pieces of the Bills as well. And I'm sure that the Sabres might be... Maybe you sell part of the Sabres to fix... Well, not the Sabres.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not worth $400 million as a whole. Can you Google what the value of the Sabres is right now? Timmy, thank you very much.
I mean, there's always been a lot of criticism since the Pegulas bought the Bills that they kind of don't care about the Sabres anymore.
Which is weird, because they bought the Sabres first, and he was a hockey fan before he was a Bills.
They don't show up as much for the Sabres as they do for the Bills. So, I mean, I guess, if he was at all worried about that reputation, sinking money into the stadium, his own money into this arena would help fix that.
We got Facebook messages coming in, and I think this might be a valid criticism. This comes in from John. John says, Pegula donated enough money to essentially build a new arena for Penn State hockey.
Yes,
why would he not do that for the Sabres? That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know how much that cost, in comparison.
What are the Sabres worth right now?
You're not going to believe it. I'm actually, I looked at two sources to confirm.
Okay.
$1.1
billion. No! The Sabres!
That's what I'm
There's
what
no I'm way!
Can you buy a franchise for under $1 billion at this point?
Yeah, I thought it was in it. Didn't he only spend $100 million
I don't remember what he spent, but it was definitely a low figure from Golisano.
There is no way the Buffalo Sabres are worth $1 billion. Timmy, Google what he paid for them. There's no way. Where did you get that from?
Lies.com? I feel like that could be true. Any professional sports franchise.
$1 billion.
I don't know if you're going to get one for under $1 billion.
Okay, let's walk through this. And I'm going to say up front, I'm a diehard Sabres fan. Timmy, what do we got?
$189 million.
Okay.
Oh,
so it's
God.
10 times or five times more value.
There's no way. Walk through this with me as a diehard Sabres fan, okay? You have a very, very bad team that has been very, very bad for a long time.
Yeah.
That is playing in a building that is falling apart to the point where you have to upgrade it for $400 million in one of the smallest markets in a league that doesn't garner near the attention that the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball does. How is that franchise worth $1.1
billion? What was the last team that was bought and moved somewhere else?
It would
Utah.
Be the Coyotes. Yeah. What used to be the
How
Coyotes.
Much did they spend? And that was a bad team.
That's a good question. Timmy's Googling like crazy.
Right? Like
over
that
there.
Team didn't have a ton of support where they were.
Yeah, well, that's why they moved them.
Right.
All right, Timmy's on it as we speak. We got messages coming in. Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Rich wants to move the Sabres to Hartford and become the Whalers 2.0. Shut up, Rich. What a douche.
1.2 for Arizona to
See?
Move to Utah.
So I bet you that makes sense then. Sabres would be around that, if not more.
You're looking at me like I'm lying to you.
No, I mean, look, now that we got that number about the Coyotes, and the Coyotes were terrible, and you're right, but that means they're worth that to go somewhere else. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, if he's going to sell the team, they're not going to be here anymore. And also, let's put this in perspective. The value of the team is what it would cost to fix the arena is half of what the team is worth. Like that Bills Stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oy.
There's value within that arena for other entities, though, too. Like, the Bandits play there, which Pegula also owns.
And they sell out, by the way.
Yeah.
Normally when you talk about Major League Lacrosse, it's not a factor.
But there it is.
They sell 18,000 to 20,000 seats for Major League Lacrosse games. So, I don't know, man.
I guess what happens to that whole area if the Sabres were to leave? Can the Bandits hold down, Bandits and Concerts keep that arena going?
That's a good question. I mean, they've really...
I don't know what use you have for it, I guess.
They've really built up that area down there. They've done a really good job, right? There's a children's museum. They have a bunch of outdoor activities. There's an ice rink there that always packed in the wintertime. They have a couple of hotels. The restaurant scene is good. The bar scene is good. There's a casino down there owned by, I think, the Seneca Nation. Yeah. So, like, But I always assumed all of that was active because...
Right. The Sabres were there initially, yeah.
Exactly. This is great. Fingers crossed, everybody.
They won't go anywhere.
Okay. Shut up, Tim.
$1.1
billion. $1.1
billion. What if we bought the team to get... You want to buy the team?
Timmy, how much money do you have in your bank account?
What percentage of the team would you own?
What do you have in your bank account right now?
Probably negative. I don't know.
Okay. So no, then. I don't think that's it.
Well, I was trying to find other investors so I could contribute.
A billion investors.
Well, actually...
You give a dollar, I'll give two.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.